Burt's B-E-R-T, Brosig, B-R-O-S-I-G, 11/19/34. Date of visit is 12/23/24. Patient is a 90-year-old gentleman who's currently on hospice with history of Alzheimer's dementia. Patient was seen at his residence today with the help of his granddaughter, Courtney. C-O-U-R-T-N-E-Y. Courtney tells me that Grandpa is becoming quite debilitated. He's more confused. He's having issues with constipation. Incontinent of bowel and bladder, of course, ADL dependent, of course. Sorry, ADA dependent, of course. He also suffers from COPD, hypoxemia, O2 sat around 91%, hyperventilation, bowel and bladder incontinent. He's no longer able. He has a very hard time to get into his wheelchair unless he's helped by two people. He's having issues with constipation. Current medication is not working. Also having swelling in his lower extremity, most likely because of his weight loss, protein, calorie, malnutrition. Period. Patient is losing weight, is ADL dependent, has right-sided heart failure and protein calorie malnutrition, causing his lower extremity swelling. He becomes very belligerent at times, which makes it very difficult for the family to be around. His last MAC was reported at 31 centimeter. He also has hypertension, muscle weakness, and history of systolic congestive heart failure. He's short of breath now with activity and moving around. He's short of breath with rest and activity as he moves around. He has a PPS score of 40%. FASD score is at 6E. Courtney tells me that he's only oriented to person, and at times not even that. Especially in the evenings, he gets very confused. They have to have someone with him all the time now. And she's quite concerned about how fast he's going downhill. In quotation, period. He just finished a bout of urinary. He did have a bout of urinary tract infection, which is common and most likely the cause of death in elderly with Alzheimer's dementia. Patient is eating about 20 to 30% of his meals now. Must be fed on a regular basis because he forgets to eat and the food just eats in front of him. Given natural progression of his disease, he most likely has less than 6 months to live. Put in the very top Mr. Brosig, B-R-O-S-I-G, is currently in his fifth benefit period, extending from 11/4/2025 to 1/2/2026. Patient today face-to-face. Patient was seen from face-to-face today, and this will definitely be shared with the hospice medical director regarding his condition and for his review. Thank you.